Bonjour, lovely, beautiful people. So welcome back to my podcast channel, Sunshine and Bliss. This is your host, the talkative teen, Trushita, who is going to talk about anything that she feels like. And yeah, this is the first episode of this new series I started anywhere with you. I hope you guys are going to enjoy it. Okay, was I like a bullet train speaking so fast? You know, when I hear my voice, like, I feel like, oh my god, I'm speaking so slow, I need to speed up. And that's very weirdest thing I would ever think of myself. And sometimes I'm like a super fast train. Okay, let me just come to the point where you were over here to hear. So, 18 things that you can do before you turn 18. So, first thing, let us talk about something very basic that you can do for yourself is self-care. Go get a spa, bro, or go do manicure, pedicure. Just self pamper yourself. That's the best thing that you can do for yourself. Just do it. So mark that as your point number one. Point number two, go get a good set of extracurriculums. I was about to say about academics. Okay, let it be telling later, because you know that your host does not make a script. She says what she feels like. I'm talking to my friends on call. That's weird, but yeah, I'm just trying to keep the vibe of what I am in reality. So reality check, guys. So where was I? Okay, so you guys need to maintain a good set of extracurriculars. So if you're applying for a uni, so you need to have good sets of extracurriculars. Like, you can do dance, athletics, or sports. Like, it's come over there only, calligraphy, whatever is yours, something you can increase it. Secondly, you should maintain a good record of your academics. It's very important, guys, because your uni asks from your grades from your middle standard, like from class 8 or 9 to your higher class. So this is very important to keep a good grade record, so they would have a good impression by your marks. Well, I know you guys are intelligent. Okay, now phone numbers. So something you can do is read books. Every month you should make a list how many books you're reading. That doesn't mean that in a month you need to read 3, 4, 5 books. You can read one book a month, or if you're a very pro reader, you can just go 3 book a month or something, because the books are very lengthy, and with our academics you cannot read it all the time. So we can't read 5, 6 books, because we are not a book reviewer that we just only read. So we just read due to our free time, okay, obviously, or spending out some free time to read a book. So you can read a book, and it's a very good habit to read a book a month. And just after that, during the end of the month, like in 30th or 31st, or for February 28th or 29th, just at that day, just write what did you learn from the book, what are the best thing that the book helped you to learn, or some lessons that you want to write it down. So just make a journal, or better, you can take a piece of paper wherever you feel very comfortable to write. Just write what were the lessons you learned, or what was the thing that you need to keep in mind. Like, for fictions, it's very important, because we can't just read the book again to just come to that point. So it's very effective. And also you can make a glossary terms of a book, where you just get all the hard meanings words, so that you can put it over there and write the meaning beside, so that whenever you're just going through that journal, you would be getting a lot of vocabulary. And you know, vocab makes you smart. I was reading a book of Price and Review, where I just got to know that, like, if you have a good vocabulary, you are just a bit smarter than the rest of the people. Sorry, not world, I was telling. So this is good to have a good vocabulary, just to give more kind of affection to the words you're speaking about. So the fifth number thing that you can do for yourself is have a solo trip. That is very important. Like, it doesn't matter if your parent doesn't allow you to go out, you can go to a park alone, just spend your time alone, just learn how you can be alone. Like, that's very good. Sometimes I do, like I don't go out somewhere or something like that, but I spend time alone with myself. Like, that's so therapy, guys. That's the therapy. So something six number that you can do for yourself, have a friends trip. We know we are not allowed to do so, but you can have picnics or just hikes or something. You can go for it with your friends. That's a very good idea. In six number, right? So in six number, you can make online friends. You know, online friends are a good source of inspiration. It's not something that 18 things that you need to do over there, but online friends helps you at most moment. I have a lot of good of online friends. Fifth was gone, six gone, now it's coming the seventh part. Learn a new language. This is something best thing that you can do for yourself, is being linguistic, so you can learn different languages. That's very nice thing to do. I'm learning French. You know, I was learning French, but I got a gap because of my high secondary exam, and the rest is history of the cancellation and everything. So the 8th number that you can do for yourself is move your body. That sounds rude, right? Move your body does not mean just you are just losing weight. It's about being fit. So you can just wake up and just do some yogas or do anything or a dance or something. Just make yourself feel good. And then I would say hit a glow up. Glow up doesn't mean that you need to put up a lot of makeup on your face and just come out. No, glow up means just to feel good from yourself. So what should you do? You should just maintain a good balance of your life. Balance of your life doesn't mean always just buying this product or that. Just having enormous water, like 6-7-8 glasses of water. Or you can just put ice on your face or make some homemade mask, or if you're buying some mask which is good for your skin, just go for it. Just do something for yourself, guys. You know, you is the first person, I think, sorry, I is the first person, so you are important. That is, I'm important, you should say. And the 9th one, positive affirmation. I guess you people don't do that. It's very important to be very positive. You know, you can trick your mind by positive affirmation. Just you can tell what you can't do. Just tell, I am so good at it. Like your brain would be just making you trigger that, yeah, you are good at it and you will be excelling it. Trust me, it's not, oh my God, I'm stammering. It's not magic. But it is magic, like a kind of miracle. You can say you can do with the brain, like you can make your brain flesh. So you got that 10 number what I've been saying. Now 11 number you can do for yourself is let me think. You can have cute parties, like donut parties, pastries parties, whatever party you can do. Just make a small party, cute cozy moment. Read some 18 plus novels, just getting you advanced what you're gonna learn over there in being 18. Or just go through some blogs, write blogs, just count it, okay? I'm just not telling any number because I have no clue where I have been ended. So you can make a blogs over there and then you can do anything. You can also try to be creative. You can make podcasts like me, who is very bored and making podcasts. Or you can even write poetries, write movies, write books, write lyrics, do this or that. Or you can just be a part of any voluntary projects or something, help people, and every sort of thing that you can do in your community to make it enhance. You can go for a garbage dump a day where you are just awarenessing the people, or be a part of Helpage India or Smile Foundation for the poor and the old age citizen. Like I did this. They are very nice thing that you can do in your life, so this is very helpful. And also you can maintain curated things. Like I love curated things. Even I have curated list of Spotify playlist where I have songs to be happy, songs for my 18th birthday, like it's coming, songs to while reading books, songs for studies. It can be a lofi or anything like that, and you can do anything like that way. So you can maintain a journal, and being grateful is one of the best thing you can do for yourself. Just write your gratitude for everything you have, for this beautiful day, like your beautiful internet connection which is able to make you hear me constantly instead of just buffering. So you can think you have a lot of things to be grateful for. Spending time in nature is also very important. You get a plan, guys. I forgot, I got two plants. I have a Zoe and Zozo. So they are my two plants. I love them, I love to water them, and they're my cutest. So you can have a plant and just name them, talk to them. It's so good. Like you can grow your Pinterest. Okay, let me just flex. My Pinterest today got 6.2k monthly views, guys. I just started last week and I was not that regular, but it was so happy to see that my Pinterest is finally growing. I'm happy, I'm smiling, right? You can see. Yeah, you can do all these things. You can just start reading any pilgrimage book. I started reading Bible. That's so fun. That's not fun. That's so interesting. And I am loving to read it because it's inspiring me, because at the time when I'm demotivated, because we are the teen in the generation where we frequently become so much demotivated by this and that thing. So we need to be keeping ourselves very content. So you need to learn everything, right? You can party out with the family, because before, after being 18, you are just being very responsible. It sounds so much. So you can be just chilling and kind of thing. You just party with the friends and party with the families almost. Sorry, before 18, you can party with the family. So that's not what I'm suggesting to friends. Okay, so I have spoke a lot. It's just 9 minutes or something seconds. So I can't just continue it more, because I know that you guys are not going to care continually so much. So yes, I'll suggest you more amazing things in my next upcoming podcast. So love you guys. Take care. And you can do anything you want with. And listen, you can mention a good resume also. Okay, I forgot to add this. You can do this. Okay, this is very important. And always try to be productive, guys. It's not like that. You have to be a very badly productive that will be making you, that will be harming you. Like I'm saying that disharming. Okay, guys. So take care. Stay tuned. Signing off, Trishita.